Here are a variety of letters to Z. Charnot. The first one is dated July the 11th, 1988, from Patricia Grant, Corresponding Secretary of the Sun Center. And Sun stands for the Society for the Understanding of Nutrition. Dr. Z. Charnot, Domaine Biodynamic Research Foundation, P.O. Box 189, Breslau, Ontario, N0B1M0. Dear Mr. Charnot, we would like to express our sincere thanks to you for speaking to our conference on Making the World a Better Place, the Search for Solutions, on Parliament Hill, June 15th. Your effort and dedication, in spite of your state of health, were very moving and very much appreciated. In particular, your urgent message about the threat of ozone depletion and global change will not go unheeded. Your excellent presentation made a strong impact on those present. Please be assured that this message will reach a wider audience through our efforts and activism, and through transcripts and videotapes of the proceedings. We also appreciate having a copy of the printed text of your speech. Again, our warm thanks for your contribution and our best wishes for a complete recovery from your illness. Yours sincerely, Patricia Grant. And Dr. Libous Gilka, Medical Advisor, Sun Center. The Sun Center's address is P.O. Box 6607, Station J, Ottawa, Ontario, K2A3Y7. This letter was written October 4th, 1989, by Tony J. Landry, 113 Durham Street West, Lindsay, Ontario, K9V2R3, to Mr. Z. Charnot, Domaine Biodynamic Research Foundation, Box 189, Breslau, Ontario, N0B1M0. Dear Mr. Charnot, yesterday I met a college counselor by the name of Gary Lean to discuss McDonald College and what they'd have to offer a student of permaculture design. After establishing my goals, he strongly suggested I contact you to offer my assistance. With 10 years of gathering regional eyesores on top of 10 years of dedicated gardening, I've taken a vow of action, of greater resolve, and of infinite drive to pursue the research, design, construction, and testing of food and pollution control permasystems. I'm a professional laborer thus far, and strive for design harmony and efficiency, with an insatiable desire to bring this project to three-dimensional reality. Included is a rough draft, far from completion, of my first blueprint for a system. One project I'd be anxious to begin is the experimental growth of the superplant. The winged bean at our latitude, with the 400 seeds I've kept in cold storage, awaiting the proper facilities. I am without distraction at this time, and have the resources to support myself without having to seek outside work or living expenses from the foundation's budget. All I ask is to have laboratory and living space, the foundation's knowledge, and a budget for materials I can't creatively dig up. Sincerely, Tony Landry. This third letter was written January the 8th, 1990, by Olga Juergens, Program Officer of Culture for the Canadian Commission for UNESCO. Z. Charnot, Executive Officer, Administration, Domaine, Biodynamic Research Foundation. Dear Mr. Z. Charnot, in revising my files, I discover that we have never given you any feedback on the meeting which we had with members of your foundation in August 1988. Initially, my silence was due to the fact that I was exploring some possibilities in the hope that some proposal might be made. Later, I guess, pressure of work overtook as I had to look after other priorities. I did, however, explain verbally to Kyo Izumi and Jerzy Wojciechowski the reasons why we were not able to provide you with the space and facilities you requested. The programs which concern you directly within UNESCO are the Man and Biosphere Program, MAB, and the Natural Sciences. Don Conway, who was the officer in charge of these programs, has left the commission last October. By March, a new officer will probably be in charge of these programs. Perhaps you could contact him, her, at that time. Myself, I am also leaving the commission. I have decided to retire and to return to my original occupation, ceramics. I hope that you and your foundation are well, and wish you a successful, happy, and prosperous new year. Olga Juergens. The reason for not being able to provide the space and facilities requested was mostly due to a lack of funds.